What have you done now?
Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show here on ESPN Radio. Excited to talk to my next two guests. They are promoting their brand new movie, Psych 2, Lassie Come Home. That's going to be on the Peacock streaming service on July the 15th. They are the stars of the film, James Rhode and Dulé Hill. Gentlemen, how are y'all?
All is well.
We are promoting work that we have been doing for the better part of two decades, because that's how hot and fresh we are.
That's right, man. Cutting edge as always. I'm excited to talk to y'all, man, because I'm gonna say lifelong, you said two decades, but I'm a long time Psych fan. Since season one, episode one, I was in from the get-go. And to hear that y'all had a new movie coming out, I was excited because it's supposed to come out last year, right? And then they pushed it for the Peacock service. Is that right?
Yeah, all that stuff happens way above our heads. Like, we're not Mahomes. We're like Sammy Watkins. And that's fine, but nobody's checking with us about which platform carries the movie.
Yeah, I feel that. But I'm excited for it because, you know, the first movie came out a couple years ago. It was a lot of fun to watch. But, you know, I think that a lot of us Psych fans realized there wasn't enough Timothy in it, right? We didn't have enough Tim. We had a little cameo. And right. Dulé, when y'all were doing the first movie and the situation with Tim was going on, did you always know, hey, if we get a second go-around, we're definitely going to have a heavy Timothy O'Munson influence?
Oh, yeah, we knew that from the beginning. From the time we started filming the first Psych movie, it was a given of we have to do a second one, and it has to be filled with Tim Amundsen. The first movie was fun. It was enjoyable, but it wasn't Psych without having Timo show up. I mean, he was there for a little bit, but it just wasn't the same having Lassie. So we knew that that as he got strong enough in his recovery or got far enough along the road for his recovery that we were going to have to come back, and it was going to have to be a Lassie-centric movie. Lassie Come Home, and that's what we did.
And James, I mean, what was the vibe on the set for the first day when you saw Tim back there? You knew that this movie was going to center around him in large part. Was it fun to finally have like the gang back together for the second film?
It was incredible. We had more of our crew back for the second film too. Everybody was aware of the situation with Tim, and everybody wanted to be there when he got back up on the horse, the proverbial horse. Although he still wore chaps, because that's just who Tim is, assless chaps.
Of course, naturally. Does anyone wear chaps with the ass in them?
Yeah, it's a padded ass in the chaps.
Oh, okay.
So it makes him look like he has more booty, not less. And it was a day that I don't think any of us will ever forget, because we didn't know. You just never know. Life is so fragile. And he came back from it was such a journey. And it's a beautiful day for all of us, and I'm glad we were all able to share it with him.
I got to see the film, and I will say, it's got everything that you want as a Psych fan. I mean, there's the mystery, there's the comedy, of course, the one liners, the catchphrases. But I don't think that there's ever been, Dulé, a Psych episode or event of any kind as emotional as this one gets. I mean, this one kind of at the end, like, toward the end, I'm not giving anything away, but you start feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, I think just because of the reality that we were facing with Tim's journey and his road back to recovery, there was an extra emotional grounding that was there for the movie. That's what it was. And instead of running away from it, Steve actually steered us into it. I know, for example, like a scene with Tim and Maggie, he said, just be Tim and Maggie talking right now. You know, don't even worry about Lassie and Juliet. Just be Tim and Maggie. And then, so, I mean, that brought the emotion that was there. I would have said that Rhode and I actually brought so much of that grounding gravitas to the movie, but that would be a complete and utter lie because we are just two bubbling idiots. in the movie. But thankfully, you know, we had Tim deliver his beautiful performance, and Maggie was right there with him. So they took care of all that. No, you know what? But you know what? Let me take that back though, because Rodé, you and Corbin had a really good grounding scene too. Yes, you did.
In the hospital room?
Yes, because of the evolution of where they were, their relationship and the growing pains and everything. So, you know.
It was fun.
I'll be utterly lying if I said that I was the one bringing the grounding to the movie. No, because I was not. Everyone else did.
But it was an unusual and rarely seen development for Psych, for the Sean and Gus storyline to completely resolve itself and for them to not really have anything to do with the tag of the movie. But that felt very, very right to me. And because of that, we were actually able to experience it in a different way because we just got to watch.
You know, again, the movie's phenomenal. It's going to be on the Peacock service July 15th. But one thing I think I've always loved about Psych
is Brad is the Peacock.
It's Peacock.
Peacock.
We've decided it's for us anyway. It's Peacock.
It's Peacock.
It sounds a little bit more majestic, a little bit more regal to it when you say Peacock. I mean, it really sounds like, you know, it might be at a Basquiat gallery of some sort. You know what I mean? I feel
now like you see what I'm saying, Brad Gilmore. Now you see what I'm saying, Brad Gilmore.
I appreciate the full name again, Dulé. I really appreciate it. But one thing I've always loved about Psych is, I was just telling y'all before we started, I just wrote my first book about Back to the Future. I'm a big 80s movie fan in general. Always a lot of references to the 80s throughout the years of the show. You even did your 100th episode was The Clue, the movie. You actually had Doc Brown himself, Christopher Lloyd, in that episode, which was really fun. Was there ever anything, James, that y'all didn't get to cover? Because I know that time travel seems like it would have been up y'all's alley at some point. I'm sure, like, with Psych, you could have figured that one out. But was there ever any, like, 80s movie you wanted to do a take on for the show?
If Steve was here, he would tell you that time travel was the one that got away from us because we had a setup and it was on the whiteboard for years. Like, we had Gus waking up in like the 1700s in the proper clothing, and we got all the way through the cold open, and then we could never figure out like who was doing this to him and why would Sean be in on it? But we tried, like we really did try. And we had a bunch of versions of that teaser. He would also tell you that the space camp got away from us because we had that on board for years too. Sean and Gus and Zero Gravity felt like it probably should have happened. But for me, it's less a story and more of a human being. And I think Dulé knows where I'm going with this, but we came one Emilio short. Yep.
One Emilio short.
Having the entire cast of The Breakfast Club on the series, and it remains a hole that has not been filled.
Emilio.
There's Psych 3.
Come on, Emilio.
I mean, I don't know why he's fighting it so hard. It would take so much less energy to just give into it. You know?
Just say yes.
Yes, Emilio.
It's easy. And you know, there's always a third Psych movie, right? Like, we're going to be doing that, right? We're all on board for Psych 3.
I would suspect so if enough people find the Peacock and watch this one.
Yeah,
there will be more
Peacock on July the 15th. Excuse me, but I wanted to ask you, Dulé.
The NBC brass is really loving us right now.
I'm sure I'm getting high on their list right now. But but you know, the other show I do on the network is with WWE Hall of Famer Booker T. Show called The Hall of Fame. And I know in the history of Psych, y'all being on the USA Network, there's been a lot of crossover with the WWE over the years. You had John Cena in some of the shows, Charlotte Flair, Stacy Keibler, Big Show, Miz. Talk to me kind of about working with the wrestlers. Were you always kind of pleasantly surprised by what they were able to bring to the show?
For me, I would say I actually was pleasantly surprised. Each one of the wrestlers that came, they came and knocked it out the park. They came, they were ready to play, they were a game, and they brought a great energy to the show. I remember when Big Show came on the show, I was really impressed with his acting chops. I was really blown away by it. So I guess it makes sense because they're in the ring and they're telling these stories all the time. But for myself, I was pleasantly surprised, and I welcomed each time that we had wrestlers join the show. But I have to admit, I mean, it really is Rodé that would always lead that charge because he was the one that was deep into the whole WWE universe. So he would have to bring me up to speed about who was coming and where their story was before we would start filming.
Yeah, landing on USA allowed me to come out of the closet as an adult wrestling fan, because I just didn't think you were allowed to be that. Everyone's allowed to love it when they're kids, but I was still sneaking, you know, replays of Monday Night Raw in the first couple seasons. And then when we had all the crossover, I just got to let my flag fly, you know?
Yeah.
Was there anyone in particular, though, that you enjoyed working with, James? Like, yeah, because the thing is, I was always surprised by the energy that John Cena seems to bring to everything that he does. And he was great in his cameo in Psych and, you know, his role in the series and the film. But was there anybody in particular you were pretty jazzed about?
I had fun with all of them. I think Cena was the first one to come on with something really substantive to do. And I was just so impressed by the work ethic. Like, he was, he treated it just the same way that you would imagine he treated, you know, his craft as a wrestler. He was just so dedicated. And he was also so open to playing. And we found out that his sense of humor is very much steeped in pop culture, 80s pop culture especially. And we weren't sure, we had no expectations, because you don't know, like, if that guy can ever let his guard down. When you, he's the face of a company. He's got him on his shoulders. He's Superman, right? And you don't know, like, is he ever going to break that character? And he did. You know, he came and he let us get to know John Cena a little bit. And he also got us hammered. That was a runner for the wrestlers, too. Every new wrestler that came heard about what the last one had done and had to try and one-up it. And just leave us in pain, as much pain as possible, in terms of being wasted. But it's crazy. Like, they're such good people. And, you know, they come up and they're so appreciative to be there. They all work so hard. It's something I think a lot of people probably don't know or wouldn't think about the WWE. It's just like how cool they are, you know?
I think Psych 3 starring Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
I like that. Bring the pancakes to the party, you know, really make a big deal out of it. I think that you're right. It's always fun to talk to, you know, people who experience that industry and then kind of walk away with a new appreciation for it. But I got to ask y'all this, because again, Psych 2, Lassie Come Home on Peacock on July 15th. I'm sticking to it. You know, you got to really commit to the bit. But I had Corbin on the show, Corbin Burnson, a few months back, and it was right after, I'm based in Houston, it was right after the whole Astros cheating scandal went down. And I thought, and I just want to get y'all's feedback on this, what a great idea it would be if they ever do a proper Major League 3. I'm not talking back to the minors, I'm talking like legit Major League 3. You know, the Indians win the championship, they win the pennant, they win the World Series, but then we find out that they cheated. And so they fire the whole staff, and the only way they can ingratiate themselves back to the community and baseball at large is bring back Rick Vaughn, bring back Corbin, bring everyone back. I think this is a great idea. And y'all are the movers and shakers in Hollywood. I think we can get this going. Do you like this idea, James?
Yeah, it's a good way back in, because it's usually so contrived what they come up with when you're down the road with sequels and you want to get the original castmates back. A lot of times it's like bad cameos. But if you could build it into the story where it's like the fans have turned their noses up on their own team and reminding them about their heyday, about the most magical season they ever had, is the only way to sell tickets. That's a pretty great way in.
See, I have ideas. I do. Yeah, I have ideas. I'm excited about it.
You're a storyteller, man. It's behind the wall. You're just right there. It's right behind
you. It's right there. Again, I appreciate y'all coming on. And before we go, Dule, back to you for a second. When people watch this film and they take in the story as a whole, what do you hope that people walk away with it from? Because the Psych has always been about just a lot of fun, but this one has a deeper message to it. Do you hope that people take that away?
I mean, really, truly, I hope that people take away 2 hours of laughter, joy, and fun. There's so much going on in the world right now, so much stress on the mind, on our bodies, on our lives as a whole, that you can get together with your family and just escape for 2 hours and really laugh out loud. that's all I ask for in terms of this movie. Seeing the Syke family back together again, hopefully getting together either by yourself or with friends and family that you are social distancing with, and then and just have a good laugh. Just with what is happening right now, we don't have enough time to laugh. I think in life, you've got to have a time to do all things. And when Syke comes out July 15th, it's going to be a time to laugh. So get ready.
And James, same question to you. Do you echo Dulé's sentiments on that one?
100%. And I would also just say, I think there's a little room left over to be inspired. If you've gone through anything close to the trauma that Tim has fought back from, he's living proof that, you know, you can come back, you can stay encouraged, and, you know, you can find a version of your life again, against all odds.
Again, guys, I appreciate that. James Rodé and Dulé Hill. The movie is Syke 2, Lassie Come Home, July 15th. I got to say it right once, on the Peacock Network, the new streaming service from NBC. I've seen the film. It's awesome. Guys, I appreciate y'all so much for coming on. I want to get y'all a copy of my book if possible, so I'll figure out how to get one to you. But I really appreciate y'all both coming
Please
on.
Please do, man.
Appreciate Thank it, Brad you, Gilmore. Appreciate it, man.
I appreciate y'all. We'll be back All in right. a minute.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?